这位好心的撒玛利亚人，他根本没有去怀疑这个受害者是否尽了一切的可能避免去抢劫。
This is very important.
这是非常重要的。
Because look, as educated, successful people, we often see unfortunate events through the lens of, did you do everything you could do to prevent the bad outcome?
所以呢，作为受过教育的很成功的人呢，我们经常呢是，当我们去看待一件不幸的事情的时候，我们经常是从这个角度看的，说，哎，你是否尽了一切努力去阻止这些问题的发生？
But fortunately, God treats us with grace versus what we deserve.
那但是呢，很幸运的是说，神待我们其实是以恩典待我们，而不是说不是以我们所应得的待我们的。
God doesn't require that we do our best all the time.
啊，神其实并不要求我们所有每一刻我们都在尽一切的努力。
Right? What are we all like behind closed doors?
那真的是有时候我们在私底下说我们是怎么样的人呢
？Right, oftentimes people don't know.
很多时候我们是不知道的，对吧
？People look at my six-year-old daughter and they go, "Wow, she's so cute. She's so sweet."
有时候真的很多人看见我这个六岁的女儿，都说哎呀，他们太可爱了。
And I said, "That's because you don't live with her."
我就说是啊，因为你没跟她住在一起，每天跟她一起处啊。
Right? How many of us are trying our best to share the gospel with our coworkers and friends?
那我们当中有多少人尽我们的全力与我们同事、我们的朋友来分享福音呢
？How many of us pray, read the Bible every day, and are kind to everyone we talk to?
那我们中间有多少人，我们是每天的祷告，不停的读圣经，还有呢，对每一个人都很友善呢
？How many of us are humble and are loving to our spouses and our children all the time?
那我们当中有多少人真的是谦卑的，真的是真心的爱我们的配偶还有我们的孩子呢
？How many of us are generous with our money and freely give to the poor？
那我们当中有多少人是很慷慨的把我们的钱捐给穷人呢
？Even if it means we have to work a couple more years to get to retirement，
那即使呢意味着我们要多工作几年才可以退休
？But also, how often do you think God judges you？For not doing all these things.
还有，你认为上帝呢？他有多少次因为我们没有完成圣经中给我们的诫命而要审，而要审判你呢
？No, my the Bible demonstrates that he does not. Jesus does not. He is our intercessor, and he operates on grace.
那但是呢，是吧？我们的经文告诉我们，耶稣基督不是这样来论断我们，真的是他是完全的是以恩典来待我们。
So even if the victim got robbed because he was being careless or even being stupid,
所以呢，即使当时这个受害人呢，因为他可能粗心大意，或者说真的是很愚笨的，因为这样子而被抢。
What we really have to remember is that the Samaritan didn't care and took care of him anyway.
所以我们这里最重要的是要看见撒玛利亚人根本不在乎，而且呢，就是这样子呢，还是去照顾他。
Even if the victim had no senses, was showing off all his money. Look how rich I am.
可能即使当时这个受害者可能是并不理智，而且在炫耀自己的钱的时候
，The Samaritan helped him anyway.
这个撒玛利亚还是帮他了。
What matters is that the victim needs help.
最重要的是说，当时这个受害者他的确需要帮助。
Not how he or she got to the point that they needed help.
并不是说他们为什么出于什么原因做什么事和到了这种需要帮助的田地。
You can see this in Jesus' ministry.
这个就是我们的耶稣基督一再强调的。
Look at the people he helps again and again.
我们看看真的耶稣基督反复的不断的去帮助的那些人。
A lot of them made probably pretty bad choices.
很多他帮助的人可能是真的是做了一些很不好的决定。
Yeah, look, read through the Gospels.
那我们读一下福音。
You can see many stories.
你会看到里面的很多的故事。
They made a lot of life decisions that we would not agree with.
当然，很多这些耶稣基督帮助过人，其实做了一些生命中很重要的决定，我们都是不会去做的。
But he didn't focus on judging them.
但是我们的耶稣基督并没有说光是去论断这些人。
What did he do?
我们耶稣基督做了什么呢
？He focused on helping them.
他专注于帮助这些人。
Recently, I've read some online comments by some people.
那最近呢，我在网上看到了有一些人的一些评论。
And these people said that hospitals shouldn't treat anybody who got COVID.
他们说呢，医院不应该治疗任何那些得了这个新冠病毒的人。
Especially those that weren't social distancing or wearing a mask or if they went to a party.
特别是那些呢，没有啊，保持这个社交距离，也没有戴口罩，甚至还去参加聚会的人。
Right, it should be kind of like 活该。
他们说这些人是活该的。
Right, but the reality is, many people in hospitals are there because of bad decisions.
但事实上呢，是很多人要去医院，是因为他们可能有一些错误的决定。
Now, it may not be always an immediate decision, like an immediate bad short-term decision, like jumping in front of a car.
那当然了，不是说每一个原因都是说有一些很短期的这些不好的决定，比如说自己跳到这个一辆车前面被撞了。
But there are many bad lifestyle choices, like smoking, drinking alcohol, living a stressful life.
那当然有，但是呢，比如说有可能有很多的其他的决定，比如说不良的生活习惯啊，可能吸烟啊，喝酒啊，还有这个生活压力太大了。
Or working so much to earn a lot more money that you don't get enough sleep.
或者有些人真的是说工作时间很长很长，为了赚更多的钱，是吧？那也没有足够的睡眠。
Or not exercising.
或者也没有去锻炼身体。
That's why it's good that doctors don't treat us based on whether we made good choices or not.
那这就是为什么说很幸运的医生不会因为我们所做的选择来论断我们。
They don't have a checklist that says, did you do all these things?
所以他们没有一张列表在问说，哎，你们有没有做这些事情。
Because if that were the case, I would say most of us probably wouldn't get help.
是吧，如果他们真有那一张检查的表的话，那我想说可能我们大部分的人可能都不会在医院里面得到医生的这个治疗。
They just treat us because we need help.
是吧，这个医生只是会治疗我们，就是因为我们需要被治疗。
That is Jesus.
那就是耶稣基督。
That is the church.
那就是我们的教会。
And if we are a church that follows Jesus, that is what we need to do.
那如果说我们是一个紧跟随着耶稣基督的教会，那这就是我们要做的事情。
Now it is true, many people do make bad choices.
那当然了，有很多人的确他们会做很多不好的决定。
But sometimes it's not so simple.
但有时候真的并不是那么简单。
We often just look at someone doing something that we think is not wise, and we just think, oh, that person just makes bad decisions.
那有时候我们会看见有一个人真的做了一些不好的事情的时候，我们会说，哦，那个人可能做了一些真的是不太理智、不太明智的决定。
But the decision-making process of humans is a very complicated process.
但是呢，我们作为人，特别是人类的这个做决定的过程，是一个非常复杂的过程。
You know, often Chinese people, we will look at black people and think, why don't you just work hard like me and get a good education?
所以呢，很多的华人呢，当我们看着黑人，我们会这样想说，你为什么不能像我一样去努力的工作呢？还有接受个良好的教育呢？
I came from difficult circumstances and I worked really hard and still did well.
那我来自的这个处境也并不好，也很困难，但是我就是很努力的工作，所以现在我做的也非常好。
Just because you choose to engage in criminal behavior and not do well in schools is your own responsibility.
或者说，嘿，是你的选择，你需要选择做这些犯罪的行为，是吧？而选择没有在学校里面去好好读书，那这就你自己的责任了。
What you reap is what you sow.
所以说是吧，你所做的就是你所应得的了。
However, it's not that simple.
但是事项并不是那么简单。
Do you know why it's so hard?
你知道为什么这么困难吗？
Yeah, I didn't even learn this until I went to seminary.
那当然了，我一直我去这个神学院之前，我都没有学到这个，都不知道这个词。
It's because of this word called systemic.
那就是因为系统性这个词。
You may have heard it in the news or discussions on race.
那可能你在这些关于种族的讨论的新闻啊上面呢听到过这个词。
It's the big picture view of things.
那这就是我们说说的这个大局观。
Okay, for example, as you get higher and higher in your company or organization.
那比如说举个例子，如果你在公司工作，那你在这公司里面的这个级别越来越高的时候，
you begin to have a better view of how all the different divisions and departments work together.
那你开始呢，就是说对所有的不同的部门之间如何的协同工作呢，你就会有一个更好的认识了。
Yeah, so in the beginning, let's say you started in engineering.
那比如说你可能在这个技术部门开始工作。
And all you think about is just engineering stuff.
那当然 你脑袋里面想当然就是所有这些技术的工作。
But then as you get promoted,
那比如说你可能得到了升迁。
And you move from manager to director.
那你可能从一个经理变成一个总监的时候。
You don't just see what the engineering departments do. You see how it interacts with finance and manufacturing.
那你可能就是不光光只看着这个技术部门的工作，你可能要看看，你可能看到说你的技术部门和这个生产部门，可能还有这个财务部门，他们怎么样的交互。
But when you have a lower position, you can't really see all the different pieces of the puzzle.
当然如果你是处在一个位置比较低的时候，你当然看不到这个拼图的不同的所有的不同的部分了。
So in sociology, the same thing, same principles apply.
所以呢真的在社会学里面呢，这个同样的原理呢也是同样适用的。
So for example, there's systemic racism in the justice system.
那举个例子说，比如说我们的司法系统里面是有系统的这个系统性的种族歧视的。
If you care to do enough research, you will find that in many parts of the country, judges are very corrupt.
那如果说真的是大家去做一下一些研究的时候，你会发现说，在这个国家里面，很多的法官是非常的腐败的。
Police are biased against black people.
那警察的确是对黑人有偏见的。
The prison system is enriched with more inmates.
那对于监狱系统来说呢，有越多的犯人呢，对他们就越好。
There's a lot of injustice in the system.
所以真的是有很多的不，在这个系统里面有很多的不公义。
You know, I remember I was having a conversation with one of my students at Tsinghua.
那我记得呢，记得我在清华大学的时候呢，我和其中的一个学生，我有一些讨论。
And he basically said, you know, it's so nice in America where you don't have corruption.
他当时跟我说，哎呀，美国太好了，因为美国没有这个腐败。
It's a very just system.
所以是一个很公正的系统。
As opposed to China.
那这是跟这个中国很不一样的地方。
And I said I actually disagree.
那我跟他讲说，要这个我不同意。
I think in the US we just hide it better.
我说，其实在美国，我觉得我们只是把这个隐藏得更好。
So for a lot of Congress people, they just make laws to enable bad behavior.
那很多的这些，比如说在议会里面的人是吧，在国会里面，其实他们只是通过法律，然后呢，让这些腐败更容易进行。
Yeah, they have a lot of books that exposes that kind of behavior.
所以呢，其实他有很多很多的这些法律他们做了很多事情，其实也是暴露了这些不好的行为。
Yeah, in America.
那这个是在美国就是这样子。
Right, with capitalism, companies they just scheme to get richer and to enrich their shareholders.
那当然了，这个资本主义的发展是吧？公司都要努力的变得，让公司变得更加的富有，来让他们的股东更加的受益。
It's very difficult to be rich without exploiting others.
其实呢，真的是如果你不剥削别人的话呢，其实是很难变得富有的。
That's why there's so much manufacturing in poor countries.
这就是为什么在很多的贫穷落后的国家有非常多的制造业。
There has to be some kind of exploitation.
一定是有一些剥削的行为要存在的。
But of course, many of us just call it good business.
但是很多的，我们很多人就讲这些都是一些，这些都是合法的生意。
Right, I have good negotiating skills.
或者说，嘿，我这个讨价还价，我在商业上谈判的能力非常强。
But, you know, even if there's something that is not quite ethical, I can just hire a lobbyist and make it legal.
那有时候真的是说很多事情其实并不很道德，但是我们可以请一个这个游说的人，让他讲，把他讲得非常的有道德。
You know, the challenge is for many of us, we come from pretty decent backgrounds.
那真的对于我们很多人的挑战呢，是说我们都是来自于一个相当不错的背景。
most of us here, I assume, are at least middle class, if not upper middle class.
我假设啊，说真的，今天我们聚会的人里面，大部分人都是中产阶级，如果不是说比中产阶级更高的话。
Sure, we can always use more money.
当然了，是吧？我们可以说多花一点钱。
But we have more money than most people.
但真的是，但是呢，我们比大部分人都更加的富有。
So we don't experience this powerlessness and being exploited that a lot of poorer people do.
所以呢，我们并没有经历到一些很多很多这些真的是真正贫穷的人所经历的受到的剥削。
But for much of American history, blacks were the ones who were exploited.
但是真的是说，在大部分的美国历史的大部分时间里面，黑人都是被剥削、被利用的。
Even when they were freed, many were fed into the quasi-slave system in prisons.
即使说他们真的是说从这个熔炉制度被解放出来之后呢，很多这黑人还是被送进了监狱里面的这个准奴隶制度。
States would send black men to prison for trivial offenses and use them for labor.
然后各个州呢，就是因为说有时候一黑人只犯了一些很轻微的犯罪，就把他们送进监狱，用他们呢，把他们当做这个廉价的劳动力。
This worked out well for a lot of companies and large landowners because they received the benefits of slavery, but now they didn't have to pay for living and food costs because slavery was over.
Yeah, 那对于这个对于很多的大公司还有这大地主来说呢，这是非常好的一个事情，因为呢，他们根本就不需要支付生活费用、食品费用，就可以享受这个奴隶制度的好处了，因为他们说这个奴隶制已经结束了。
The government would take care of the living and food costs.
然后他们说政府他可以说真的是就是说去支付这些生活的费用还有食物的费用。
These are our beaten and robbed neighbors.
这些就是我们的那些真的受到了殴打受到了这个抢劫的这个邻舍。
Centuries of discrimination and being oppressed also causes a lot of emotional and mental health tolls in the black population.
这个几个世纪以来的所遭受的歧视啊，所遭受的压迫，也给整个这个黑人的这个社群造成了情感还有精神上的痛苦。
Because for many centuries they have been told that they are inferior.
那因为呢，很多的世纪以来，他们都说他们这是一个次等的人。
I'm sure you've seen studies about kids who are constantly being told that they're not as good as their friends and peers.
那当然估计大家可能都看过这些研究啊，就是说如果说一个孩子从小就经常被人说哎，你没有你比不上你的朋友，你没有他们好。
Their self-esteem for the rest of their lives turns out very poorly.
那真的是，然后呢他们的后面他整个人生里面他的整个自信呢就是非常的糟糕。
It becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy.
而且这就成为了一个真的是一个自我可以证明的这样一个预测。
And often we like to point at several successful black people and say, well, those people made it, why can't the other people make it?
那有时候经常会做这样的事情，就是说我们说，嘿，我们会举几个很成功的黑人来说，嘿，你看这几个黑人都很成功啊，所以说明说其他黑人也能够做到同样的事情的。
But these are the vast exceptions.
那其实这些成功的黑人其实只是一些很大量的例外。
You have to look at the majority and the causes for their decision, for their condition.
那你必须要看一看绝大部分的黑人他们的情况是怎么样子，而且呢，造成他们所处的状况的原因。
In most situations where data is involved, if you're trying to look for patterns that reflect a certain truth.
那如果说我们真的去看一下，利用数据去看一下情况的时候，我们要找一个就是说能够反映整个大事实的这样一个模式。
You don't look at the exceptions or the outliers.
所以你不会只看那几个异常的数据点。
You look at where most of the data points cluster.
所以呢，你要看看呢，就是说，绝大部分的数据点呢，它在聚集在哪一个地方。
And for most black people, the data clusters around lives that are mired in poverty and a lot of pain.
那对于大部分的黑人来说，是吧？这个大量的数据点呢，所在地方。就是说他们其实是他们的生活是陷入在贫困还有痛苦的。
As the Bible says, pain and trauma continues down generations.
那就如我们圣经所说的，这些痛苦这些创伤呢会是延续到下一代的。
and not even the Bible, history, maybe even in your own family, you have a lot of situations where a broken family produces more broken families.
那可能不光光是我们的圣经，历史可能也会告诉我们，是吧？啊，可能或者是在我们的周围发生的事情，就是一个破碎的家庭，通常会产生更多的破碎的家庭。
Children of divorce are more likely to be divorced themselves.
那比如说有一些来自于一个离婚家庭的这些孩子，他们长大了，他们可能更容易离婚。
My wife was a social worker, and she saw things like abuse passed down from grandparents to parents to children.
那当我的妻子她在做这个社会的义务工作者的时候呢，她也看到了像家庭暴力这样的事情，其实是很可能是一代一代的往下传的。
It's hard to break out of generational patterns.
有时候真的是很难从这种代代相传的这种模式里面呢，去真的是跳出来的。
So it's very hard if you've grown up in poverty just to think, oh yeah, well, I need to get an education and get a good job and go to a good school and get a good job.
有时候真的是说，当一个人真的是从小就从这一个很贫穷的环境长大的时候，不太容易跟他们对他们来说，这样就我要去读书，我们要做拿好的学位，拿好的工作，这种事情对于他们来说是并不容易的。
Your mentality is completely different.
有时候真的是他们的这个脑袋里面的思维模式都完全不一样。
So the ultimate truth here is really that you have this group of people who are in deep pain.
那这里真的是我们所看见的一个事实是说，有一些我们有这样的一群人，他们真的是处在这个深深的痛苦里面。
And there's this saying that says hurt people hurt people.
还有一些真的是受到了伤害的人。
So people who are hurt end up hurting other people.
那我们就看到说，真的受到了伤害的人，他们也会去伤害别的人。
And that's what we see in society.
这个就是我们在看见，这是我们在今天的社会里所看到的事情。
So it's not quite, things are not quite as simple as an easy solution.
当然了，这事情非常复杂，我们并没有一个很简单的解决的方案。
So what now?
那我们就说，那现在我们要做什么事情呢？
Well, Christ calls us to help others in pain.
那当然了，耶稣基督呼召我们去帮助了一些受苦的人。
That's loving our neighbor.
那就是说爱我们的邻舍。
Because often again, we don't know sometimes what it means to love our neighbor.
因为经常我们有时候不太明白说，这个爱邻舍到底是意味着什么。
You know, all these challenging things that Jesus calls us to do.
那所有这个耶稣基督呼召我们去做的这些很艰难的事情。
He tells us to do them not because they necessarily help the people so much.
有时候他呼召我们去做这事情，不一定是因为这事情会给别人带来多大的变化。
Even though they often do.
那当然了，很多时候是说我们做这事情可以帮助到别人。
Rather, these actions change us.
但是更多的是，这些我们所做的事情其实是改变我们自己。
We often make the mistake of thinking that we need to change before we can do great things for Jesus.
那当然我们常常犯这样一个错误，我们认为呢是说我们在去帮助别人的之前呢，我们首先要改变自己。
Right, I need to be more Christ-like before I can really help people out.
有时候我们会说，我需要变得更像耶稣基督，这样我才可以去帮助别人。
In a meaningful way.
那真是去有意义的去帮到别人。
Sometimes, though, it's the action of serving others that help us become more Christ-like.
但有时候恰恰就是说，当我们去服侍别人的时候，可以帮助我们变得更像耶稣基督。
Right, if we are trying to become more Christ-like, this is the way to go.
是吧？如果说我们尝试要变得更像主基督耶稣的话，这就是我们可以做的事情了。
We need to help, regardless of how messy and inconvenient it is.
有时候不管是这个事情有多么的混乱，还有多么的不方便，我们都需要去帮助别人。
In fact, it will be messy and inconvenient.
当然了，这的确是会非常的，会很糟糕，而且非常不方便。
This is called taking up our cross.
这个就我们所说的，真的是要背起十字架。
See, I mean, if for people who are not followers of Christ, then, you know, you can ignore people who are in need.
是吧？如果说真的是，如果他不是一个真正跟随主基督耶稣的人的话，当然了，他是可以去忽略一些需要你帮助的人的。
But helping others who are in pain is what makes us different.
但是真的是让我们变得不一样的是说，我们去帮助了一些正在承受的痛苦的人。
Throughout the Gospels, Jesus is exhorting his followers to be light, to be salt, to be something that radically changes the world for better.
那当在福音书里面，耶稣一直在告诫他的信徒，他的使徒，一直说你要成为做光做盐，要成为可以从根本上改变世界，让这些变得更好的人。
Yet for many churches, we stay huddled within our communities and make very little difference in the world around us.
然而呢，对我们很多的教会来说呢，真的是我们只是真的是互相的挤在我们这个很舒适的这个一小群人里面，对吧？对我们周围的世界呢，影响是甚微的。
Not this church, but other churches.
当然不是说讲我们真光教会，而是说可能其他的一些教会。
So what can we do?
所以呢，我们可以做什么呢？
I'm all about practical steps.
那我希望是真的是可以更加的给大家一些更实用的建议。
But my suggestions are only the first step.
当然了，我建议只是第一步了。
It just helps us better understand the situation.
只是说可以帮助我们更好的理解目前我们所处的这个状况。
And this also means that we actually have to pursue it.
那当然了，还意味着呢，是我们必须要努力的去追寻这些事情。
Hurt people aren't going to come to us necessarily.
那就是说我们可能要听一下那些不一定是在我们身边的人 的事情。
We have to go out and find people who are hurting.
那当然了，我们要去真的是努力的去寻找，去看去找到了一些可能正在受到伤害的人。
So I know this is going to sound a little bit strange.
当然我觉得我知道这个听起来可能会有一些比较的特别。
Because the reality is, oftentimes, the Chinese community doesn't engage with the black community very often.
是吧？可能在这个现实里面，可能是说华人的这个社区一般不会和黑人的社区有什么样的往来。
I mean, we're very different. That's just the reality.
所以真的，事实上的话，现实里面就是我们是真的是非常不一样的这个社区。
But if we are to follow Christ, then we need to make the steps to cross over the road.
有时候真的是说，真的是就是我们真如果说真要去我们追寻主基督耶稣的话，有时候我们真的就要迈出这一步。
So number one is one possibility is to hear stories from a black person's experience.
那有一个可以做的方法，当然就是说去听一下黑人的故事。
What does that mean?
那这意味着什么呢？
Well, right now the situation is a lot more challenging with the virus.
当然了，现在因为有着这个新冠病毒的影响，是吧？我们这个我们的状况可能就更加的有挑战了。
But if you have a black coworker or neighbor, you tell them that you're wanting to learn more about the racism problem in the U.S. and you want to hear more about their life experience as a black person.
那如果说你是恰恰是刚好是有一个邻居是黑人或者同事是黑人的话，你可以跟他们讲说，你是真的是想。了解更多关于美国的种族主义歧视的问题。
But you know, again, the challenge with that obviously is there's also language barriers. If your English is not at the same level as theirs, then there may be communication difficulties.
当然，我们觉得可能语言的障碍有可能也是一个很实际的障碍，是吧？可能是我们的讲英文和他们的讲英文能力不太一样的时候，那语言上给我们带来挑战。
But the thing with the beautiful thing about hearing other people's stories is that you get to learn so much.
但是问题说真的是当我们去用心听别人讲的故事的时候给我们的受益之处就是我们可以学到很多的东西。
We can only live our own lives.
当然我们可以说完全的就处在自己的这个生活圈子里面。
Right, we only have one perspective.
当然我们也只看到一方面的事情的一方面。
But there's billion more perspectives.
但问题说真的是我们的周围很多人他们看事情有很多很多可以从不同的方面去看事情。
Now I'm sure you think that your perspective is the right one.
当然了
there are many other ones.
对当然我可能也清楚说大家都觉得自己的这个看事情的角度是一个正确的方式。 但是其他还有很多别人看事情的方式。
I've learned so much about life, about God, by listening through to other people's stories.
有时候我真的是我个人，我通过真的听别人的故事，啊，学到了这个很多关于神的事情。
Why do you think we give testimonies before baptism?
那大家觉得为什么说我们在受洗之前，我们会有做要会做见证？
It's a story of transformation.
因为这是一个真的是改变我们生命的这样的故事。
And the more stories you listen to, then really the more heart, as I've discovered for myself, the more heart you have for people.
有时候真的是从我个人的经历，你听了别人的见证，别人的分享越多的时候，你就真的心里面就会有更多的这个对别人的这个爱。
And you begin to see people as Jesus sees them.
有时候真的是你看到，就是从这个看别人的角度，你就可以开始尝试从耶稣基督的角度去看别人。
Now, if you don't know any black people at all, the second thing that would be helpful is reading books on the U.S. race problem.
那如果说我们大家可能身边我们都不认识这个黑人的朋友的时候，那我们可以开始去读一些关于这个美国的这个种族主义的这个背景的书籍。
There are a lot of resources online about how this is not just about whites enslaving blacks and why the problems didn't just end because black people were set free.
那真的网上，即使网上有很多很多的这个资料供大家参考，可以讲到说，不光光是，为什么这个歧视没有在这个白人结束了奴隶制度之后，这个对黑人的歧视就结束了。
You know, the interesting thing is that Jesus says loving our neighbor is essential for eternal life.
那当然这里很有趣的事情是说，耶稣基督他有这样讲过说，爱我们的邻舍是我们获得永生的必要的条件。
But many of us don't do it.
但我们中许多人却不这样做。
The Samaritan does it, even though it's not apparent that he's doing so to even gain eternal life.
但是呢，撒玛利人却这样做了。那即使说不是很确定他是否为了获得永生而去这样做。
And there are many people now who do not follow Christ, yet they do a good job loving and helping those who are poor and hurting.
那我们真的是现实里面有很多人，他没有跟随主基督耶稣，他们却尽他们的最大的努力去帮助那些贫困的或者受伤害的人。
So again, not much has changed from when Jesus was giving this parable to today.
所以真的是当从耶稣基督给了我们这样一个比喻之后，到现在其实真的没有太多的变化。
While our salvation does not depend on works, it is demonstrated by works.
那我们的救恩当然不是靠着我们的行为，但是呢，却是通过我们的行为来证明的。
So if we don't have deeds, then do we really have faith?
那如果说我们没有行动的话，没有行为的话，那我们是否真的有信心呢？
Right, following Christ is not easy at all.
所以跟随主基督耶稣是一点都不容易的。
Even he himself said that the road is narrow to salvation.
就连耶稣基督他自己也说过，是吧？啊，通往这个救恩的路是非常窄的。
Yet often we live as though it's wide.
但是我们要活的呢，这个路就像这个路是很宽一样，这样把它活出来。
And for those of you who are thinking, well, there's a lot of other hurting people other than the black community, you're right.
当然了，很多人会想说，除了这个黑人这个群体在受伤害以外呢，其实有很多人也在受着伤害。那你是对的。
So if you feel led to help them instead, then that's great too.
那如果你觉得你被呼召要去帮助他们，那也非常好。
There's plenty of Chinese people actually that are in need also.
那当然，很多的华人里面是吧，也是有非常多的需要帮助的。
So there are a lot of choices for hurting and beaten and robbed people.
所以真的是我们周围有很多那些是受到伤害的，被打的，还有真的是被抢的人需要帮助。
People who are suffering.
真的这些在经历着痛苦的人。
Who have made very bad choices.
或者有一些人真的是做了一些很不好的决定。
But thank God, God does not judge us on our own bad choices.
但是真的是感谢神，神并不因为我们所做的一些不好的决定来论断我们。
So I will acknowledge straight up, it is hard to follow Christ's calling to help these people.
所以我会在这里真的跟大家一起，我们也承认，要去响应耶稣基督的呼召去帮助别人的话，这个是很困难的事情。
We have a lot of reasonable, excuses as to why we can't help.
我们有太多太多的很好的原因说为什么我们不能去帮助他们。
But the difference between those who follow Christ and those who don't is that we are to follow the example of our Lord Jesus Christ.
但是呢，这些真正的去跟随主基督的人和不是 真正的跟随主基督的人之间的区别，就是说我们要去真的是按照主基督耶稣的旨意去做事情。
It's going to take time, money, blood, sweat, and tears.
真的是会花我们的金钱，我们的时间，真的是花我们很多的血汗。
Yeah, being a Christian is hard, but it's rewarding.
所以作为一个真正的基督徒非常的困难，但是却是有非常好的这个回报。
And the Holy Spirit will help us grow in ways that we couldn't even begin to imagine.
让我们的圣灵会帮助我们，真的是以我们都想象不到的方式去成长。
So we are all called to be good Chinese Samaritans.
所以我们都被呼召去做一个华裔的好的撒玛利亚人。
So let's ask God to better fulfill this purpose.
我们一起来求主来真的是让他这个旨意更好的实现。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father God,
亲爱的天父上帝，
following you was never an easy thing.
真的是跟随你真的并不是一件容易的事情。
Throughout history, many of your followers have suffered tremendously.
真的是我们回顾历史，我们看到你的很多的你的跟随者真的是都受了很多的苦难。
For reasons that seem foolish to the world.
有时候真的是他们所受的苦难的原因对于这个属世来说是非常的愚笨的。
With no economic or social gain.
有时候真的是从这个经济或者这个社会的角度是没有任何的获益的。
Other than to show and demonstrate your compassion.
但是他们却真的是是为了彰显主还有展现主你所给我们的这个怜悯。
Dear Lord, help break us free from our culture.
亲爱的天父，帮助我们从我们的这个帝国的文化里面帮助我们解放出来。
How we see things so practically.
有时候我们看事情是从一个非常实在实用的角度去看事情。
God, pray that you would give us a love that we don't have.
有时候真的是求主你赐给我们爱，让我们可以不需要这样用很实在的角度去看事情。
For people that make us feel uncomfortable.
特别是对于那些让我们觉得不太舒服的人。
Because they may look different from us, they may smell, they may just think differently.
因为这些人可能他们外表跟我们不一样，他们的气味跟我们不一样，有时候真的是他们的思维方式也跟我们不一样。
Help us not to judge, but to see people through your eyes.
真的是帮助我们，我们不要去论断人，而是学着能够像主理一样去看待别人。
We pray that you would break us free from our narrow-mindedness.
有时候这样，我们求主理真的帮助我们，把我们从我们这个狭隘的思维里面去解救出来。
We need your help.
我们需要你的帮助。
We cannot do this ourselves.
我们自己没有办法做得到。
Because we oftentimes don't want to.
因为我们自己很多时候我们根本不愿意这样去做。
We don't feel like we need to change.
有时候我们觉得我们并不需要改变。
But we have to.
但是有时候我们必须改变。
For the sake of your gospel.
因为主是你的福音的缘故。
And we pray all these things in your son's precious name.
我们真的是奉主基督耶稣宝贵的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
谢谢。
谢谢谭牧师，我们一起来用你真配的赞美作为回应诗歌，赞美我们的主耶稣，赞美他的智慧。
太阳不足彰显你的光辉，蓝天装不下你的一面，繁星数不尽你的恩典，群山无以表明你威严。哦，耶稣，你真配。
你真配。